Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, through the web on CFRU.ca, and syndicating across the nation. I am your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond along the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative styles, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. I would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the ancestral and traditional territories and local Indigenous communities across Turtle Island from which the session broadcasts out of. Today, we will highlight those within the broadcasting radius of CFRU 93.3 FM, home station of this radio program at the University of Guelph. It is the traditional lands of the Anishinaabe, Haudenosaunee, and Attawandran peoples, the homeland of the Métis, and recently occupied by the Mississauga of the Credit First Nation, who are direct descendants of the Mississaugas of the Credit. Guelph resides on the Between the Lakes Purchase Treaty 3 and is protected by the Dish with One Spoon Wampum Agreement to conserve and share the land amongst each other. In addition, I would like to acknowledge that the majority of the musical styles featured in these observations originated from adapting elements of Black culture, originally crafted under circumstances of racial oppression over centuries past and in the present time. I would like to offer thanks to the BIPOC community for their too often dismissed and uncredited contributions to today's popular, alternative, and experimental music spheres. Let us begin show 225, Crystalline.
So high.
Hello, hello, lovely, good sentries. Welcome to a brand new observational session of the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope. I hope you're all doing well out there, and I hope I'm not the only one, trying to grapple with the ever-changing horizon of events and just trying to transition back into some sort of into a normal situation. I guess lots of COVID restrictions are leaving, maybe temporarily. I don't know. That's how confusing everything seems right now. It's like a tightrope between whatever's going on and then. So I'm glad if you're tuning in right now or just listening at any time. Thank you for just being here with me as we traverse the wild musical spheres out there to escape from everything else. Let us just focus on the music. Why don't we, darlings? So yes, new session, new music from lovely artists. We began with an artist that I haven't played in quite a long, long time. That would be Mythless, the maximalist yacht metal project by Jason Bartel from New York, known from his indie rock band Fang Island. He has just released a brand new EP called We on Joyful Noise, and we just listened to the first track off that EP, Dreadless. Reading a bit about this track, Dreadless signals a desire to be vulnerable and invite intimacy, reveals Bartel at his most personal to date, melodically navigating a new terrain and self-acceptance. For our first grand set in today's session, we have three artists, one new, two that I love their music and making a return to our curation here. We have Julia Shapiro, Jean-Michel Blay, and Greenhouse. The new artists for the SMK, Julia Shapiro. They are an alternative indie rock singer-songwriter from Seattle, Washington, as part of the band Chastity Belt. They've released their sophomore solo album, Zorked. They gave a little definition of what Zorked is, an adjective. What happens when you end up thunderbaked, as in extremely stoned, or in any situation where you feel not sober. You can feel so tired, you're zorked. In fact, any state, as long as you're a little out of it, qualifies. We will be listening to Come With Me from Zorked by Julia Shapiro to start this grand set, the first for this session, Crystalline, it's called, to be made very clear in this session of the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope.
Close my eyes. Hey!
This is Charity Cruz.
And Isaiah Farabash.
Of Stan Partners.
Guelph, Ontario.
And you are listening to the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
There's our first grand set, which is actually a little shorter than I expected it to. I'm trying to conserve on my time lengths because I've kind of gone over the most recent sessions just a little over. So I'm trying to keep myself tamed this time. So we began that grand set with Julia Shapiro with Come With Me off their new album, Zorked, released on Suicide Squeeze. Then we heard another new piece by Jean-Michel Blais, the Quebec composer and post-classical pianist, writing more ensemble works off of their new album, Adieu, released on Arts and Crafts. We listened to the piece, Amour. And we just finished off listening to a contemporary favorite ambient artist of mine, the project of Los Angeles-based artist Olive Ardizzoni, Greenhouse. We listened to their piece, Rain, off of their 2021 album on Leaving Records, Music for Living Spaces. Our next grand set, another triple audible observational set, is a little longer than our first one in this session. This one includes The Night Owls, The Color of Cyan, and Sarah Page, and Joni Void. We begin with a new band in the scope here, The Night Owls. This is a Montreal indie folk rock country genre bending band created by the musical couple Simon Arsenault and Marianne Bourgeois. They have just released their debut eponymous single, and they are in the works to release their self-titled album very soon this spring. We are going to be listening to the said single, The Night Owls, here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope to begin this set.
Streets, the cold winter glows. We roam quietly in this maze until dawn. We are fearless wherever we go. Walking away from the light of day, the night sky suits our fears and for a sign behind each other's eyes. The stars guide our path between dreams and resting souls. Free up the stairs of others, free under the stars together. we have fought. We heal the scars of the mistakes of our past. The stars. Between dreams and resting souls, free of the stares of others, free under the stars together, under the stars tonight.
Thank you.
For that grand set, we began with The Night Owls, with their eponymous debut single, The Night Owls, to be included in their self-titled album, to be released sometime this spring. We then heard The Color of Cyan from Chicago, Illinois. They create emotive instrumental music, seamlessly merging cinematic post-rock, moving orchestral arrangements, ambient, jazz, and metal. They just released a new album on Guideline Records, Agape. Agape is a journey. Agape is time, a kiss, tears, and smiles. Agape celebrates life, as perplexed and paradoxical as it comes. We heard their extended track there called Sun in Leo. Then we heard Sarah Page and Joni Void. This is the collab between experimental harpist Sarah Page and electronic producer Joni Void. They released an album together on Backwards Records called Code Verses. It is a reimagining of experimental harpist Sarah Page's solo debut, Dos Curves, by electronic producer Joni Void. Six conceptual remixes of the album's originals and B-sides. These rhythmic reinterpretations represent a five-year exchange between both artists. We heard the track Glass Shard. And ending off this now add-on quadruple observational set, I found out that I needed to add a little bit more music to this first hour. Acetone, the multidisciplinary, multinational group formed in New York City, comprised of Maliti Malia, Tristan Arp, and Kazi. From their 2021 album, New Forms, released on Leaving Records, we heard the track Two. To round out this transformative first hour of today's session, we have a new artist, Yul. Yul is the glitch princess persona of Nate Shamil, born in 1997 in Singapore. They are a non-binary painter, musician, performance artist, and cyborg entity. The Yul Project, reading their bio, was fabricated by Shamil, to act as a portal or rift, which allowed them to communicate their art to the outside world, while still being protected within their inner shell. Yul was constructed as a manifesto of Shamil's own identity, where they have always had access to multiple avatars and the freedom to change or contort at will. Solace through embodying a mutable, chameleon-like multiplicity. They have just released a new album through Bayonet Records called Glitch Princess. And we will be listening to Yul and their track, Bites on My Neck, to finish this first hour of today's session of gazing out at the universe, the ever-changing horizon, through the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope. Enjoy, and I'll see you very soon. Very soon.
Bites on my neck from your mouth. White I've been holding my head down. Took 10 lines to feel this numb. All while you healed my sick heart. When I was stuck in the dark, you gave me a sick. Left a million more.
disappear.